I invite you to turn very quickly, please, for just a few minutes to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. And we'll begin reading with verse 8. Very familiar Christmas passage to us. And he says in verse 8, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Have you ever wondered why God appeared to the shepherds like that with the angels, and that they were the first ones to know about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? Of course, Mary and Joseph did, but I'm talking about on the occasion when it really took place. These shepherds, the Lord allowed to know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and made the announcement to them. Now, the children had it right. The shepherds were not liked by most people, and the Pharisees certainly did not like them. They would not allow them to participate in many of the things that other people could participate in, partly because they did smell like the sheep, and because they were considered by some of the laws they had added, the Pharisees, to be unclean. And so they were not even allowed to participate in the regular things that many others were. And they were despised, for the most part, by the Orthodox Jews. But they were not despised by the Lord. And God chose them. God chose the shepherds to give the announcement about the fields, or in the fields around Bethlehem, about the Lord Jesus Christ being born. Why did he do that? Well, I think, first of all, because of their dedication. I think that they were dedicated and busy doing exactly what they were supposed to be doing. Have you ever noticed in the Bible when God got ready to use somebody, he chose somebody that was busy? In case Elisha, for instance, he was busy and God chose him. I believe that reminds us tonight that God wants his people to be busy serving him, doing something to bring honor and glory to his name. And the children have reminded us over and over and over again, and especially there at the end, that we ought to be busy for the Lord, telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he told them that not only because of their dedication, but obviously because of their occupation, because of what they did. And God said, I want you angels to go down and appear to these shepherds. You see, they had to have a lamb that would be offered as a sacrifice very often. As a matter of fact, probably every morning and every evening in the temple, they had to have a lamb both occasions to offer as a sacrifice. It had to be a good lamb and a pure lamb and one without blemish. I read where the temple authorities, those who were in charge of the temple, the priests and everybody else, they were the ones who perhaps had these shepherds out there so that they could always call on them and say, bring us a good lamb, bring us one that is without spot or without blemish. And that, of course, always pictured the perfection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who was not a sinner, who knew no sin and came into this world without sin. And so they were able to gather the perfect offering and bring that offering there. How appropriate it seems that these shepherds would be the ones who would hear about Christ because they had been over and over and over again depicting that, as they would say to those authorities in the temple, "Here are your lambs for today, and you will kill them and shed their blood for the propitiation of the sins of the people to move them forward for another year." So I believe it was their dedication and their occupation and then their expectation. They were expecting something. Look at verse 15. "And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go even unto Bethlehem to see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us.'" You know, I believe they probably had discussed many times about the sheep. You know, one of these days, I think I could hear them talking and saying, "You know, one of these days, I believe God's going to send His Lamb. And He's going to send the Messiah. He's going to send His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world to pay for the sins of the world. And Messiah is going to come." And so I believe that they were expecting such a thing. And they perhaps had discussed it and had talked about it. And so the announcement came and they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem. It's time to go. Let's go see what God has done. Let's see with haste." And I imagine they were excited about the whole thing. "And found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." Here they are, these shepherds, and they take off and they say, "Let's go to Bethlehem." They were just outside of that area. "And let's see this thing that God has done. And let's go rejoice in it." And when they got there, sure enough, they were not disappointed. They found Mary. And I think that is very significant that she is mentioned here. They found the miracle of the Savior's birth. What do you mean, preacher? The virgin birth. You remember that Mary was the Virgin Mary. And so that was a miracle birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly, it was a miracle that a virgin would have a child. And I can tell you tonight, without the virgin birth, we have no Savior. There are some people who make light of the virgin birth, but I want to tell you, it's absolutely essential that there was a virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, He would have been born just like you and me, a sinner. But thank God, He was not born a sinner. But in this case, she was with child, not of Joseph, not of another man, but praise God, she was with child of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Child of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus had no depraved condition. He did not have the depravity that we have. We are conceived in sin, according to the Bible. Not that the act of marriage is sinful, but it is the result of Adam and Eve's transgression. We are conceived in sin, but not the second Adam, not the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, He was virgin born. And without that virgin birth, we have no Savior. I cannot fellowship with any preacher or any evangelist or any missionary or anybody anywhere that does not believe in the virgin birth. That is one of the few irreducible minimums that we have to have. We believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. And then I believe they looked at Joseph. Maybe they asked Joseph, "Hey, Joseph, is this really true? Would you confirm this?" And I have an idea Joseph had no problem confirming it. And I can just hear Joseph as he said to the shepherds, "Guys, you're absolutely right. And Mary was a virgin, and we never knew one another. We never entered into the intimacy of marriage, but she is with child, and that is God with us. That is Emmanuel. That's Jesus Christ. That little baby you see there, as strange as it may seem," I can just hear Joseph saying, "there's the Savior. I know it's true. I know that the Savior has been born." And then, of course, they saw the babe lying in the manger. They saw Mary. They saw Joseph, and they saw the little baby. Isn't that a miracle? A little tiny baby. Little baby. We've had a few babies born around here lately, and I hold them and look at them, and I'm thinking, what a miracle. I had a pediatrician tell me one time how many miracles had to take place for a child to actually be born. So many of them. But that's God's plan. But here, the baby Jesus. Isn't that a beautiful picture? And it's more than sentimentality. It's more than just some kind of little program. It is the truth that God was with us in the form of a human being, because he had to satisfy the demands of the Father in the form of a human being. It took upon himself human flesh, the incarnation in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, he was a little baby, but he was the Savior then just as much as ever. And then he lived that life, and then his public ministry for those 3 years, and then the Lamb was slain on the cross. And not only that, he became our good shepherd. So I believe he must have liked shepherds and all that they depict. That's what it's all about, folks. It's about Christ. It's about the Savior being born. It's not about decorations. It isn't about all the food. And heaven knows we have a lot of that during the Christmas holidays and the Christmas season where we celebrate the birth of Christ. It isn't about the family gatherings and all of those things. Although I enjoy them, and I'm sure you do, and it's great to enjoy those things. But the main reason, of course, is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's all about a Savior being born. Verse 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David," not just another baby, not just another baby, but a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Aren't you glad we have a Savior tonight? And that's what Christmas is all about. It was no ordinary night, as the children sang. I think you can agree tonight that it was no ordinary night when baby Jesus miraculously came into this world. Thank God for a Redeemer and for a Savior. And I'm glad that he's there. The children reminded us at the end of their program, go tell it. Go tell it on the mountain. Amen. We are given the Great Commission, Matthew 28:18-20. And Christ said that we're to go out and teach and preach and give the gospel and baptize and then teach them to do exactly what we've been doing. And I want to challenge you tonight, church. Let's be more faithful in this coming year to witness to people, to tell others. Go tell it. Tell it on the mountain, tell it in the valleys, tell it at work, tell it at school, tell it everywhere. Tell your relatives during the Christmas season. Tell everybody you can come in contact with the real truth of what Christmas is about. Because they need a Savior. Amen? They need a Savior. Hallelujah. What a story. What a reality. And hallelujah, what a Savior. And we need to give him our very best. We need to be yielded to him. This is not just a little sentimentality story, but it's the greatest story ever told about Jesus dying for you and me. And we ought to give him our life, our all, our best. And for Christ's sake, we should be willing to go tell others this great story. Let's stand, please. Our heads are bowed for just a moment. If you're here and you've never received Christ as your Savior, you're not sure. Listen to me carefully. You're not sure. If you died, you'd go to heaven. You say, well, I go to church, and I try to live right, and I try to do right, and all of that. Well, that's all commendable, but that will not get you to heaven, dear friend. You must be born again. You've got to trust Christ as your Lord and Savior. Would you do it tonight? If you're not saved, come. You've heard the story, and what it's all about is the Lamb of God. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He came and died that you might be saved. Come and be saved tonight. Maybe, in the awesomeness of being reminded of the great miracle that happened, it might just touch our hearts to say, oh God, I need to give you more. I need to give you my very best. And I need to surrender myself every day to you. Present my body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. If God did this for us, the least we can do is be yielded to him. Father, bless now in the invitation. Thank you for the children that have it right and reminded us of the truth, the whole story that we've just read about in Luke. Thank you for baby Jesus who grew up and became our Savior. Thank you, dear few, was willing to come and you were willing to watch him suffer and die, that we can have the absolute assurance of eternal life. If there's someone here tonight that doesn't have that, I pray tonight they'd be saved, God. Deal with their hearts and draw them to Christ. Help us as believers to be all stricken time and time again, to have a revival of the truth of what it is. It may move us and motivate us to give you our best and to tell it on the mountain. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you come if God's spoken to you tonight?